This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Now, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And right now, we are extremely stressed. We really are. We have been stressed for a long time as a country. We've never dealt well with stress. I mean, you know, when you look back in the history of the United States, stress has never been something that we handle very well. But what if I said to you that maybe, just maybe, putting together some CBD with adaptogens might be the answer? Well, that's exactly what we're going to talk about today with our ND, because Carly Bell Biggins is with us. She's an ND, and she has written this absolutely fabulous article. It's called Pairing Adaptogens with CBD. And it is such a pleasure, Doctor. Welcome to the program. And as someone who understands CBD so well, Where did the matching of the adaptogens with the CBD, when did you realize that that was going to be a really great marriage?
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show today, Frankie. It's such a pleasure to be here. You know, CBD and adaptogens, you know, they may pair really well because when you think about, they're both their actions in the body. So CBD helps to create homeostasis or balance in the body. And adaptogens really help you to adapt when you're out of balance. And so they really have a very similar type of action within the body, but very different physiological methods about going about how they're going to help to create balance and homeostasis in the body.
All right. This is the thing. You have a very thriving holistic health practice in Texas. You're the CEO of a CBD line. You serve as the medical review team for Leaf Report, which is a CBD education platform. What are your patients? Tell us, what are they coming into you for? What is the biggest number one reason people want to use CBD, Doctor?
Absolutely. So I'd say the number one reason that I see people come in to the office for CBD would be for pain, typically arthritis pain, and that really might be tied in first place with anxiety. And so pain and anxiety are the number one reasons that people typically come and are seeking out help with cannabinoid therapy.
And this therapy has been around for thousands of years. We're just a little late to the game here in this country, aren't we? Because of what has happened with Prohibition.
Absolutely.
What have you noticed when you are pairing up the, and what are your, first of all, let's talk about adaptogens for just a moment.
Sure.
Because they're very similar. They're very similar to the cannabinoids in many ways, aren't they?
They are. And so while cannabinoids are known to help to improve mood, adaptogens do the same. So adaptogens are said to increase energy. Again, they improve mood. They help modulate negative effects of stress. And they can help reduce symptoms of depression. And so definitely we see some overlap with the cannabinoids in helping to alleviate depression, helping to alleviate anxiety, and definitely improving mood, especially when we stimulate our endogenous cannabinoid, anandamide, for example, and we see those that improvement of mood. That's our joy or bliss hormone that we have. And so there's various types of adaptogens. Some of the most popular ones are rhodiola, Eleutherococcus, schizandra. Also, a very popular one right now is ashwagandha.
I was just going to say, I bet you're going to say, yeah, ashwagandha. Yes.
Absolutely.
So what would be the best adaptogen to take if you are going through trying to lose weight, trying to get off food, maybe trying to help your body recover from opioid use, trying to help your body get off alcohol? What would be the best adaptogen for that along with the CBD? Because I know you have some studies for us, and do share about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And so there's actually some studies that show that CBD can be very helpful in addiction recovery because it stimulates the serotonin receptors. And so it's nice to have that stimulation of the serotonin receptors without the high or the negative effects that can come with some of the other drugs that may do similar stimulation of that serotonin, that feel-good kind of feedback that you would get. And so when you would appear, for example, Eleutherococcus, for example. So combining CBD and Eleutherococcus would be a really good idea for addiction recovery because the CBD can help with the anxiety that can come along with addiction recovery while also stimulating those serotonin receptors. But then Eleutherococcus can help fight the fatigue and help to increase energy that can be really low for those who are recovering from addiction. So that would be a really nice pairing if someone's trying to help to get off of alcohol and need some additional support or any other type of addiction, not just maybe a substance, but there's all types of addictions, whether it's gambling, smoking, you know, sex addiction. This is a combination that could be very helpful for any type of addiction.
Absolutely. So I have to ask you, it's so hard enough talking about dosing on this program because it's, you know, my sweet spot is different than yours. So how on earth are we going to be able to put them together, and how do you know how much to take of an adaptogen and how much CBD?
Right.
So confusing.
Very good question. It is confusing. That's a great question, Frankie. So one of the things we always, and I know you and your audience know this, with cannabinoids, we always start low and go high, right? And so we always start at a nice base dosage for our CBD. And so, like, I like to start, and it really depends. If my patient has had previous exposure to cannabis or not, it may change where I start them at. But let's say they've not had any exposure previously to cannabinoids, I may start them with a 500 milliliter tincture, just one dropper full per day and see how they feel from there, and then we can move up if needed. Also with the adaptogens, really it just depends on the adaptogen and which one that you want to take. So they're all going to dose a little bit differently. Like I know ashwagandha, we may do up to 900 milligrams in a day, so that may be, you know, two 450 milligram capsules. With Eleuthero, you know, we may do 600 milligrams a day. So they're all a little bit different. And so we really would just...
Wait a minute, I have the best idea. We'll take you along with us when we go to buy it.
Yes, bring you along.
Just bring Dr. Carly Bell Biggins with you to the store. I say that in tongue in cheek, but I really, where can people, by the way, get this fabulous article that you wrote?
Absolutely. It's on leafreport.com /education. And so if you look at the articles on their education section, you'll see the article. It's called Pairing Adaptogens with CBD. And there's tons of information within the article about this exact topic.
Oh, my God, there's so much information. one of the biggest, I think it's a real problem in this country, is sleep. So when we come back, we have to take a quick break, but when we come back, let's talk a little bit about your take on why we're not sleeping, doctor, and what some of the resolutions are that you have, and what is the best website for people to find out information about you and the work you're doing?
Sounds good.
What's your website, please, as we go to break?
Oh, my website is drcarly.com.
And we will be right back with Dr. Carly. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
My name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk. It's so nice to have you with us today, and we are in the middle of a conversation with Dr. Carly Biggins. She is she serves on the medical review team for Leaf Report, which is a CBD education platform for consumers. And she travels nationwide speaking about the medical benefits of CBD and cannabis. And she has her own thriving holistic practice in Texas. And also the CEO of Monaco Natural Health Solutions, which is a line of CBD and botanical infused products. So what are we doing about sleep, doctor? Why are we not sleeping?
We are not sleeping. You know, many of my patients come to me, either there's trouble falling asleep or there's trouble staying asleep, right? And
yes.
Oftentimes what we find is the mind is racing. And when you consider everything that we're going through in society now, with the pandemic and just all of the economic stress, people are under a lot of stress. And a lot of times the way that presents itself is at night when things are quiet and you're laying down, and then everything comes present to mind and thoughts just begin to race. And it can be difficult to settle down. That's one reason we're really seeing people aren't sleeping. Another reason is devices. You know, people are scrolling through their social media, and that light coming through the phone or the laptop computer is really disruptive to your normal wake-sleep cycle. And so while there's tons of reasons why people have insomnia, I mean, people can have high cortisol levels because of high stress throughout the day, which is going to help to keep you up as well. And so with so many different reasons, we definitely need some assistance in getting back to sleep so that we can perform at optimal levels during the day.
So what do we take?
Well, there's things we can take, but there's also things that we can do, right? And so one thing I love to recommend to clients is to take a bath before bed with a CBD soap, for example. Very relaxing. Also taking an herbal tea, such as a tea that may have valerian root, which is a wonderful sedating herb that's great for right before bedtime. Also, obviously, CBD is wonderful in helping to kind of slow those thoughts and reducing the anxiety. Can even help with sleep itself as well. And then there's also some wellness programs that I do that have some sleep hypnosis therapy within them and some sleep meditation that people can do right before bedtime to help them kind of slow the mind and get into a place where they can relax and drift off into dreamland.
I love it. I love it. If you go to Dr. Carly's website, by the way, and you will see this absolutely shining, gorgeous face looking at you when you get onto the site. Absolutely gorgeous woman. She's an expert in medicinal cannabis, and she helps people feel better. And isn't that what it's all about? You also have on your website My Natural Health Solutions Guide, and that is available as well. That is available as well. And lots of other answers and great information. I want to go back to a lot of people feel, am I going to be groggy in the morning if I take CBD to help me sleep? Am I going to have problems functioning? Will it impair me? Will I flunk a drug test? You know, Lots and lots of questions. So let's start taking those questions one at a time.
Absolutely. So the first question, will I be groggy in the morning? More than likely, no. People do not typically feel really, really drowsy. It's not a heavy sedative, you know, and so people don't typically feel very drowsy. And even taking CBD during the day, because remember, it's really about homeostasis. And so it can eat it, you know, if you have too much energy, it can help kind of bring you down. If you don't have enough, it can kind of help bring you up. And so it's really all about balance. And so as far as the drug test is concerned, depending on the type of CBD that you take, so we have, you know, the isolate, we have the CBD broad spectrum, and then we have the full spectrum. And so both the broad spectrum and the full spectrum have more all of the cannabinoids. Well, let me start from isolate. Isolate is just CBD only, right? And so if you're only taking CBD, you should not test positive on a drug test. Typically, they're looking for THC, okay? With the broad spectrum, it's also THC-free, but it does have the other cannabinoids that are present. Whereas with full spectrum, you know, you do have that THC present, and, you know, legally around the United States, it has to be less than 0.3%. And so technically, you could test positive on a drug test, like taking a full spectrum CBD product, because the THC is fat soluble. And even though you aren't feeling the effects per se as far as getting high, quote unquote, the body still can accumulate the THC, and it could potentially show in a drug test. So I always tell people, you know, if you are drug tested, you shouldn't really take any full spectrum CBD products. And also, you want to review the certificate of analysis report, even if it says that it's an isolate, just so that you can ensure that there is no THC present before you take your cannabinoid supplement.
Oh, good tip. Absolutely great tip. What about, let's talk about, you wake up in the middle of the night. Is it okay to take more CBD to get back to sleep, or will that cause a problem?
You know, when you take CBD orally, it can take a little while, right, to actually kick in. So you, even if you take it under your tongue, or you're taking a gummy, for example, you're swallowing, it could take an hour to two to actually begin to feel the effect. And so if you're waking up in the middle of the night, it may not be as much of an immediate effect if you're trying to get to sleep right away, as if, you know, you were taking it an hour or two before bedtime. And so it may not have the same effect in the middle of the night, where something, for example, like kava. Kava is an herb that's very sedating. And taking, you know, a dropper full of kava may be more effective. And so,
if you could see my face right now, you would see the biggest smile, because about 15 years ago in the natural products industry, kava was so huge. It was so huge, and everybody loved it. And there are tribes and people all over this world that just use kava to relax and to chill, but it doesn't affect them. And unfortunately, because of a bad root situation, that went off the market. So we're glad to see kava is thriving and back. And this has just been so wonderful. So many more questions for you. Go to her website. There's so much information. DrCarly.com. Oh, my gosh. Check out her line, Monica. Thank you so much, Doctor. This was such a pleasure having you with us today.
Thanks for having me, Frankie. It's been a pleasure.
And we will be back in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer, and this is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's not addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or visit us at oreganol.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We'll be right back.
This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Cannabis Talk A to Z. You know, I refer to the Israelis all the time because they have truly been pioneers in the world of cannabis. The research that has come out of Israel has been phenomenal. And I am so excited to welcome today someone who not only understands that research, but is involved in it as the CEO of the America Israel Cannabis Association. And Jeff Zucker, welcome to the program. You're also the co-founder and president of Green Lion Partners, which is a Denver-based business focusing on early stage development. And we're so thrilled to have you with us. And where do we even begin with this conversation? I would love to talk about, first of all, tell us what this America Israel Cannabis Association is.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. You know, as my father was born in Israel, and it's a place that I'm very passionate about. I still have family there. And so, you know, when I got involved in the industry 6 or 7 years ago, it was remarkable to learn about the incredible tech and medical research going on there. And the America Israel Cannabis Association is that coming together along with some partners. We wanted to sort of be a bridge between American and Israeli cannabis companies and help them work together and, help companies in the U.S. leverage technologies out of Israel and perhaps help Israeli companies leverage some of the experience in a retail market that Americans have.
It sounds very exciting. You know, how is it that they are so far ahead with the research?
I mean, one thing that's always really strike me is that the Israeli government is supportive of cannabis research. And, you know, it's been so difficult to get really great, thorough research done in the U.S. with all of the red tape that's involved. And so I think support of the government has been a huge aspect of that. And Dr. Raphael Meshulam, you know, started his extraordinary work back in the 60s, I believe, and, you know, his work has really led to a renaissance around cannabis in Israel.
Yeah, it really has. It really, really has. What are some of the cutting-edge things that they're doing there that we look forward to in this country?
I mean, really, you know, I've always said that what's most important to this industry is having a depth of research and an understanding of what this plant can truly do, which, you know, I think we've only scratched the surface of so far. And, you know, seeing their studies in things like Crohn's disease, autism, health, a variety of health issues, and, you know, seeing these actually thoughtful studies put together with incredible scientists and data has been very helpful. You know, there's additionally been research on growing the plant and ways to improve efficiency in that way, and so I think that, you know, long term, they're going to create some great outcomes for patients there.
It's so exciting to hear this. It's so exciting because for many that have been in the industry for so long, as you know, Jeff, there is this frustration that people are really not understanding the total story of this plant and the breadth and the width of this plant. And there are a lot of people that are not understanding that this is not just about getting high, that there are some, and then for those of you that want to do that, that's fine, but there are some real medicinal properties behind this plant. And as you said, we're just beginning to see this.
Absolutely. You know, I've been fortunate to meet with patients and scientists and doctors all over the world about this plant, and it showed me that, you know, my work in this space does further my father's mission of Tikkun Olam, repair of the world. And seeing especially the fact that, you know, that's happening in Israel has been tremendous to see. And I think that, you know, the more that we can emulate what Israel's doing on the research side in other countries, the more we're going to have positive patient outcomes.
I think that absolutely, absolutely. Is it too far to say that answers for many illnesses as well as cancer, that this plant may hold the secret to healing?
I mean, I think that the limited evidence that we have so far has shown that this plant can be applicable to so many issues. And so I do think that that is likely and possible. And, you know, like I said, I don't think we scratched the surface on what this plant can help. And, you know, even what we've seen so far in, you know, people like cancer patients or people trying to come off of opioids, it could really change the world more so than it has already.
I think so. I really do. And I'm you know, we have a long way to go in this country. Is the research that Israel is doing, is that research that we can use and take it from there, or not necessarily?
We can definitely use their research for insights. You know, it's not necessarily going to provide what we need in order to get approval on certain things. You know, I think it more could just inform how we conduct research studies that follow, you know, our guidelines in the U.S. But, you know, specifically for patients that are looking for relief in the U.S., the Israeli studies can be very beneficial, and they can get an idea of how to help certain ailments, you know, based on what's being learned there.
Yes. Jeff, let's go back to your mission, and because education is an important part of what you're all about, and educating consumers, educating doctors, educating people about the benefits of cannabis, the full plant and the extracts of the plant and the ways in which the plant can be extracted and used. And I was reading a fascinating article just last night about furniture from the hemp, the wood that it takes to make so much of the furniture that we love in this country. And wouldn't it be great to find an alternative? And they have, and it is the hemp plant, and because it grows so much faster, it's sustainable. It mediates the soil. I mean, it has so many incredible benefits. And it just surprises me that we're not all using more hemp products. It surprises me that we're not taking this knowledge and going full force steam ahead, when you know and I know that this industry could be the economically, sustainably, environmentally, and in every way, financially, helping so many communities as it is right now.
Absolutely. I mean, it's incredible what you can do with hemp and how versatile it is. And, you know, when people were the colonists were moving over to the U.S., they were required to grow hemp initially. And, you know, I think that it's become demonized over the years, you know, just being the cannabis plant. And I think that it really provides an opportunity for us to become more sustainable in so many areas. And, you know, I'm definitely starting to see it used more. I'm starting to see, you know, hemp used more in construction with things like hempcrete. But I think long term, we really need to try to integrate this back into our everyday use. And, you know, unfortunately, the way our country works is when industries have a lot of money, they try to push against innovation in a lot of ways. And, you know, we've seen certain businesses pushing against the hemp space because they're worried about it cutting into their bottom line. And, you know,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we've got to take a quick break. Jeff, give us the website. We're going to be back with Jeff in just a moment. Jeffrey Zucker is with us. He is the co-founder and president of Green Lion Partners and also the CEO of America Israel Cannabis Association. And give us the website, please.
Yeah, you can check out greenlionpartners.com.
And we'll be right back. Stay tuned. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
You've
been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-694-1130. 800-694-1130. That's 800-694-1130.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And so we're so thrilled to have Jeff Zucker with us today. It is Frankie Boyer. Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Zucker has been involved in the cannabis industry for a few years now, and he is the co-founder and president of Green Lion Partners. And, you know, Jeff, we don't hear enough about the behind-the-scenes work that so many successful companies are giving back and taking care of and doing lots of philanthropic kinds of things. And so let's talk about what's going on behind the scenes. Let's talk about how giving back is such an important mission for you and your team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for me, it's important in all that I do, regardless of industry, but specifically in cannabis, I think it's imperative that if you're a company in the cannabis industry, you give back. It's an industry that was built on the back of advocates and on people that were being damaged by the war on drugs. And, you know, so we try to set that example with our companies at Green Lion Partners. You know, I'm on the board of Marijuana Policy Project. We are trustees for Students for Sensible Drug Policy. We also have a yearly competition we do at Boston University, where we work with their startup accelerator and have a startup competition, and each team has to include a social impact within their business. And, you know, we often use our company DIP Devices as an example of that. You know, at DIP, we're really focused on removing the stigma from the industry and, you know, giving back as much as possible. With each color of our device that we donate to a different cause, like drug policy reform, criminal justice reform, ocean conservation, bee preservation, the list goes on. And really, you know, we're just trying to set the example as to how cannabis companies should be engaged in the community.
I love that. And that's exactly what I was talking about earlier, is that we are really, we have an opportunity to really embrace. If you have a cannabis dispensary that's opening up near you, embrace it. It will help you. It will help your community. And I think that, you know, people are not understanding the bigger picture here. And when it comes to the reform of prisoners, there are people, and it's just so, it's so upsetting to hear stories, Jeff, that there are prisoners, people that are in jail 10, 15, 20, 25 years for just possessing cannabis, not dealing it, but they didn't have the right lawyers. They fell into the systems. And it just saddens me to hear that.
Absolutely. It's alarming. I mean, in my last, you know, 6-7 years, I've been learning so much about that, and it's, you know, made my biggest passion in the cannabis space working on policy reform.
Where are you in the policy reform area? Give us an update.
Well, I'm on the I'm on the board at Marijuana Policy Project, and you know, we work mostly on state issues right now, but, you know, on the federal level, we're getting movement. You know, there's been new banking legislation introduced, and Senator Schumer, you know, is working to push through a full legalization, and you know, so that's looking good for the industry, moving in the right direction. And Personally, I've been most active in my original home state of South Carolina, lobbying for the medical cannabis program there. And it's something that, you know, I've been working on for 4 or 5 years, and advocates have been working on even longer. And we got through a committee in the Senate last week and are trying to get a floor vote and hopefully push this thing through this year. But I think, you know, getting serious change in a conservative state like South Carolina really goes a long way to push the industry forward. And, you know, we're seeing some of that example set by Mississippi.
Absolutely. Where are you when it comes to, we just had a cannabis dispensary open up in the Brockton area where I'm living in Massachusetts. That was that's woman owned and minority owned as well. She is a black woman running this, and a young black woman. And when I saw this story, I want to get her on the show because she's such a mover and a shaker. And I felt so happy that she was able to do this. But where are we when it comes to women and different ethnic backgrounds that need to get into this industry?
Yeah, women in minority-owned businesses are so important in general, and especially in the cannabis space. Underserved communities that have been negatively, you know, disproportionately harmed by the drug war need to have an opportunity. And you know, right now the legislation is so patchwork by state, but, you know, there's states like Illinois and Massachusetts that are aiming to lead the way on social equity. I honestly don't think that anyone has really set the best example yet. But I think the initiatives in place to try to provide equal opportunity are incredibly important, and I think we need to keep learning about how to make those more and more effective, and the regulations need to continue to adapt to those.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Congratulations on all the work that you've been doing on behalf of all of the listeners out there. Congratulations that you continue to set the bar high and make such a difference. We appreciate it. And for more information about all the work that you're doing, give us the best website.
GreenLionPartners.com.
Wonderful. Jeffrey Zucker, thank you so much for being here.
Frankie, thanks so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to come on your show.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Thanks for listening, everybody. Make it a great day. And as always, smile.
Time, you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile.
Been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.